thought?
I mean, I expect that. I think I expect that anywhere I go, that the competition level is going to be very high. This is the NFL, and this is what we're here to do, is compete and go out there and make plays. I think that's why any team brings a player in. And so I think everybody looks great. I think Dalvin looks really good. He's picking the offense up very fast and making great plays. Like, I mean, he's a great back. I mean, you're talking about a guy that should have went in the first round. So I'm not surprised there at all, especially with what he did in college. And so I think everybody's really been impressive in making plays. And again, I always say when you have that competition in a running back room, it only makes everyone better.
How are you trying to help the team right now?
Again, I mean, I think for me, I need to get healthy. And if I'm healthy, then I can go out there and help this team, regardless of what role that is. I had to get healthy first. And so by me off to the side rehabbing, that's how I can help right now, get back healthy.
How good can this core of running guys be?
They're really good. Again, everyone is really making plays. I see it in the meeting room. Everybody's learning. We got a great running back coach and Coach Polamalu. He challenges us physically and mentally. And so that's just going to allow everyone to really get better. It shows on the field.
What do you think are the benefits of having a two or three back system as opposed to having one back taking 25, 30 carries a game?
Well, I think it allows everyone to stay fresh. Obviously, if coach makes the call to dress that amount and travel that amount, and they all play, it definitely allows everyone to be fresh. I had the opportunity to kind of be a part of something like that last year. And so when you throw three good running backs at a defense, and that makes it really hard on them. Because while they're over there gasping for air, you got a fresh back in, you know, every few plays, and that's tough to defend.
What's the timetable for your recovery?
No timetable. Right now I'm just taking it day by day. I'm having, you know, you have good days, you have bad, and so I'm just trying to make more of the good right now and continue to work and get back here as soon as I can. Well, I had the same injury on my left ankle, the same procedure. So as of right now, I'm not behind or anything. I'm just, you can't treat any injury the same. You can't treat, even if it's the same surgery, you can't treat the recovery process the same. Everyone is different. And so again, I'm just trusting the process of doing what I need to do to get back out on the field. It's really good. Obviously, I want to see him get back on the field, and he wants the same for me. And so, it's cool that we can push each other, and challenge each other while we're over there rehabbing. Most definitely. At the end of the day, football is football. I think. For me, it's just going to be making sure physically I'm okay, but the mental part of it, it's a game I've been playing all my life.
Do you find yourself trying to hold yourself back? I mean, not getting too excited when you feel good and just kind of pushing too hard when you shouldn't?
Obviously, I think I have to be smart, regardless if I'm feeling good or bad. I think everybody plays with pain, and so it's going to be finding that happy medium. Pain I can play with and what I can. Thank you, guys.